one who connects on to connect the dots. But when you hear that music, get up and dance around. Don't get up and dance. When you hear music, get up and dance. Regardless. Hey, this is Connect the Dots. This is your host, Tom Anderson, and this is an education. And, hey, you never know what's going to happen, and you never know what I'm going to come up with and say. Hey, let me be the first to say Happy Valentine's Day. That rhymes. Let me be the first to say Happy Valentine's Day. It's here, it's coming, whatever. Depends on the part of the world you're in. It might be here already, or it's creeping up on you. And, hey, you better take care of your Valentine. You'll never hear the end of it, if you know what I mean. But there's more important things to talk about. You. That's right, you the listener. You know, the power of your life is more in your hands than you know it. In fact, I'm always coming across new knowledge, but the key words are mind over matter. You know, M-O-M, mom, you remember your mother, mom? Hey, let the word mom remind you of mind over matter. That's right. You have a powerful mind, even though that truth has been kept from you most of your life. That's right. You've been always knocked down and hammered down and told what a dumb idiot you were. Probably been called that too. Many of us have. But your mind is a powerful tool. You have to learn to gain control of it. Your mind is like the most sophisticated computer on this planet. There are no AI computers more sophisticated than your mind. Absolutely not. You know, artificial intelligence will always be inferior to humanity, whether they like it or not, because the human mind is the most sophisticated computer of all. That's right. Only God himself has a more advanced mind than humanity. But that's why when they said humans were made in God's image, we're talking about he created humans. Humans have the creative power to create with their minds. That's right. We can think almost on a godly level. The power of your mind can heal yourself once you learn, program your computer, your mind. That's your computer. It's your tool to use. Yeah, you are a soul living in a physical body, and your mind is actually a gift, but, you know, a very sophisticated living computer that connects to all of the universe. Of course, we've been stuck on here on the prison planet Earth, and we've been deprived, and that connection, you know, was severed somewhere up there in the atmosphere by the no-good so-and-sos who have been overly and wrongfully controlling our planet for hundreds of thousands of years. It didn't start yesterday. No, it didn't start with the Illuminati or the Masons or anything like that. They were just new pawns put on the chessboard to keep the game going. The game of control of humanity. Well, it's coming to an end soon, really. It has to be resolved before 2025. That has to do with celestial reasons. Movement of the planets, movement of galaxies, movement of the stars, etc., etc., etc. But recently, and you might, if you have a pencil with you or a piece of paper or you have a photographic mind, there's this person who is on Twitter. I think they're on Twitter. Well, anyhow, they were retweeted by someone else who's on Twitter. The name of the person is Marina Jacoby, M-A-R-I-N-A. J-A-C-O-B-I. Yeah, that's her name. And she has some very informative information about how you can create your own vibrational path from the 3D physical reality up into the new, faster vibrating fifth dimension. That's right. You know, you have more to, about controlling this than you think. Now, it's not going to be a magic switch. 3D to 5D is not a magic switch, and she makes her point that you can't do this immediately fast unless there's some really specific godly intervention to make it all happen like snap, because, of course, God can do anything. But from a more realistic point, that the Earth has slowly evolved into the fifth dimension already, you can bring yourself up in there. You don't have to wait for the second reincarnation of the human race or Jesus to show up and pull you out of the grave and put the flesh and blood on your bones. You can wait for that point in time, but there's something happening right now. And, you know, in order to wait for Jesus to return and do it all for you, it might require you to die of this reality here where, hey, it would be better if you didn't have to die and go in your body and be put in the ground and you're just waiting around held in limbo until the Jesus shows up and does the second resurrection with the power of God, you know? I mean, you can wait for that. I mean, I hear once you leave your physical body here on Earth, before you wake up in the afterlife or the next realm, wherever you've been scheduled to go, you could lay around for 1,000 years, 1,000,000 years. It'll only be a second to you, so... But if you want to participate in what's happening now, the ascension of the human race, ascension of planet Earth, it's more or less up to you right now to participate in this event and do your share. Because you can gradually and slowly begin to vibrate faster. And as this woman, Marina Jacoby, says, and I listened to her, and she's making a lot of sense. She's talking about vibrations. Vibrations are the key to everything. And vibrations can cure the COVID problem. You know, I've mentioned it before on my show, but this is your first time listening. Hey, listen, on my presidential website, yeah, I ran as a writing candidate in the last presidential election, and the site is still up. For those who want to hear some truth, and as soon as you go to it, 2020presidenttomedison.com, it's still up. As soon as you go, the homepage there, you'll see me sitting as a child in front of the White House. And then as soon as you start to scroll down, first thing I mention is, hey, the solution to the COVID problem is vibrational. You know, it's kind of like a Tesla-type remedy, simple maybe as hitting a tuning fork. Once you find out the right frequency to hit, it can shatter all the COVID molecules, the COVID germs, like an opera singer shatters a glass. It's really that simple. I mean, it shouldn't take more than a couple of weeks with the people with the right equipment to find out the exact frequency of the COVID and the variants, and then just build some simple devices that put up the frequency. I mean, broadcasting frequencies basically that low probably are not easily available. Like you buy a generalized tuner for musical instruments, it doesn't go much below 400 hertz. Whereas important frequencies like 111 hertz kills cancer cells. This is known information. Why isn't somebody making a machine that broadcasts that frequency? We all can buy them at the local store, you know, hit the button and it goes, it'll probably be a low frequency, 111 hertz, and it'll be low, like super low, and start killing the cancer cells. I mean, the knowledge is known. It's just being kept from us by the no-good so-and-sos that want to keep us as slave laborers. those no-good so-and-sos. You know, starting with the politicians and the greedy corporate owners, you know, they're all part of the dark side. Pawns on the chessboard. If they're not the key players themselves, they're pawns on the chessboard for the dark side. But that's it, vibration. So the important thing is to get some, you know, don't wait on the doctors because they're all busy in the laboratory playing around with vaccines because that's what they're getting paid to do. Are there any real scientists left in this world? I don't know. That's debatable. They surely don't get any money from the government because all the government money is tied into the kickback schemes like vaccines and big pharma making big bucks and throwing big kickback money to the politicians. That's why all the governments are promoting the vaccines, not because vaccines work, because they don't really work. Vaccines are bad science. You know, this is a long plot that started over 100 years ago by the pharmaceutical companies. You know, they try to get legitimacy to something that really doesn't cure anything but will trick the people into thinking that it cures something. And didn't take them long to become part of accepted accepted science, but it's really fake science. They've had problems with vaccines and when they started. Of course, they never want to tell you about all the failures and all the people that suffered 10, 20 years down the road because of the whole idea. It's crazy. It's illogical to put poisons into a person's body. But let's just move away from that. The key thing for you to be thinking about now is vibrations. You know, and you can raise your vibrations. There's all kinds of tricks to raise your vibrations, but what you want to find out is, like, what's the vibration of your heart? Because the heart is an overpowering, it's probably the most powerful thing in your body. No, your mind isn't. Your mind can create things and establish mind over matter and manifest realities that way, but the most powerful vibration in your body is your heart. Hey. At least that's my understanding. So you need to find out what exactly is the vibration of your heart. That's a good starting point right there. So you need some scientific equipment. So you might have to actually go to people that make scientific equipment and, you know, pay some big money to get the people who make these devices a machine that handles the frequency range from something, you know, from zero to 1,000, you know. Another good frequency is like 528 frequency, you know, 528 hertz. You know, that's a good frequency for your health. They have things on the internet like that, 528 hertz, healing music. But because this world is so corrupt, you need to have your own tuner to do a verification. And like I said, a basic electronic, even a sophisticated one that deals with musical instruments, it only has a short range, a couple of hundred hertz range, usually from 400 to maybe 600, whatever. It doesn't. You might be able to pick up that 528 hertz there, but you know you want an accurate machine that can test your heart, what exactly your heart is vibrating at. I mean, if we do the basic scale, you know, your chakras are basically supposed to be in tune with the seven basic notes. And I don't know, 528 or is it 526 is a C note. So, but again, you need to have a frequency tuner, you know, an AI machine that can properly register the frequency, and then you have to have a device that can pick up your heartbeat, and it has to be sensitive enough to be put up to your heart and pick up that frequency. So it requires a little bit of effort to find out what the frequencies are, but that's what the scientists should be working on right now. If there's any scientists listening, well, hey, get to work, you know. Vibration is the key to everything. Every problem is a vibrational problem. But good vibrations offset bad vibrations, and good vibrations can overpower bad vibrations. And that's the key. And then you need to be able to determine for yourself what different frequencies are in different parts of your body. And if you can find out your heart, the exact frequency your heart is beating on, then supposedly, according to this woman, Marina Jacobi, M-A-R-I-N-A-J-A-C-O-B-I, if you multiply by 10 times the power of your heartbeat, so you need an amplification device too, and do that for 3 days, I know this is work, right? Well, like I said, if you want to wait for Jesus to show up and do it all for you, or some other resurrection day, well, you might not have to wait that long. You might even wait before 25, the ETs will have to land. They're going to bring the equipment to do it all for you. But if you want to, don't want to wait till they land, because they have till 2025 to land, and there's a lot of bad things happening right now. You can start working on yourself, and it has to do with finding out frequencies, and then, hey, 3 days worth of, once you find out the frequency, once you get a device to broadcast that frequency in your presence for 3 days, you'll be able to get rid of some of the ailments in your body. Or you can wait till the ETs land at the event and then let them do it all for you. They have the med beds and stuff like that. But, you know, there it is. There's the truth, the whole thing in a nutshell. You know, as the squirrel said to the chipmunk, hey, that wraps it up in a nutshell. And that's things you can be doing for yourself, you know. And you ought to figure it by now. One, you can't trust what they tell you on the TV because they're all liars. You can't trust the doctors that show up on the TV because they're all liars, too. They don't let real doctors talk on the TV anymore. You know, it's all fake news. Hey, you don't believe me? It's the Chinese. They just kicked out BBC out of China, took away their broadcasting license, and sent them packing. And they also called them fake news. Well, can you believe that? Even the Chinese know the BBC is fake news. Yeah, a long time ago, BBC had a world reputation of being a reliable source. Now they're, you know, I watch BBC fake news every week, during the week. You know, I want to see what the other fake news stations are doing. And BBC is as fake as CNN. Or ABC has become just equally as fake. And German station, they're kind of fake news, too. French station, they're kind of fake, too. And, you know, basically all the stations that are supported by governments are fake, because all the governments are fake now, too. They're all being controlled. They're all part of the same sham to talk you into doing stupid things, everything to help stop, to prevent you from evolving. Because once we evolve beyond their control, they are shit out of luck, as the saying goes. They won't be able to manipulate us anymore. And that's what we want. So now you've gotten some of the key secrets to helping yourself vibrate into a higher dimension. And and it was explained by this woman, Marina Jacobi, that you have to, once you start doing it, you have to do it slowly. I mean, sure, it can be done in a snap of a finger if God wants to get personally involved in this and do it himself, or send the Lord Jesus Christ down to do it. And with a snap of a finger, it all can be done. But to do it scientifically and to participate in helping yourself evolve, which you should take an interest and be proud of doing something for yourself, you have to do it slowly, you know. But again, you have to start with the knowledge. You have to start with the frequencies. You got to get the machines that can tell you your frequency. And so you have a little homework to start doing But there you have the solutions. Has nothing to do with pharmaceutical medicine. Has nothing to do with chemistry, really. It has to do with vibrations. Your body is all the things that your body needs to do on a chemical basis, it already knows how to do. You have to take command of it and instruct it what to do. And you do that by using frequencies, because everything is connected via frequencies in this world, and the universe, too. It's a frequency world. That's right. And it's happening right now. You know, it's a wonderful time to be part of, though things seem rough at this moment with the lockdowns and the stupid mask wearing and all the fake propaganda. It's making life difficult. But we only have government to blame for that, and the no-good so-and-sos who are controlling the government. I said it before, and I'll say it again. You know, we've all heard about the New World Order, the Illuminati, the Masons, the big bankers, whom they think they're controlling the world, and in their eyes, because they've been blinded to themselves by their own egos, I guess, they believe they are controlling the world, but the real controllers of this world are the dark side and the invisible demonic beings or the invisible archons. They're almost in the same category as demonic beings, you know, mind controlling so-and-sos. And then we have the mad scientists. They're in the mind controlling too. And they've broken it down to a science where they can target somebody, and pretty well, unless you have a strong will, they'll gain control of your mind, too. You know, they got the chair you sit in, they put the hair dryer on your head, the bullshit hair dryer in your head, and they can erase your memory and everything else, and they can plant other things in. You know, they can't control your soul, but they can trick your soul. Trickery is permitted on all levels. And anyhow, the real controllers of our world are the extraterrestrials, the ones that don't have a conscience, the ones that are, they brainwash themselves into being evil, and they work hand in hand with the demons that need suffering to feed off of. And so those are who your real controllers of the world are. You know, turns out to be reptilians, Dracos from the Draco, or Drago constellation, and, you know, reptilians from the Orion constellation. I think there's some also bad guys from the Sirius system, I think Rigel system. It's a bad system, too, where these dark entities, and they're still holding out here on Earth trying to, you know, suck every last drop of blood they can on us, make us suffer to the end. Of course, the demons want that. Without suffering, they don't have anything to feed on. The invisible demons, they don't have bodies, you know, screw them. We don't need to care about them. They're anti-God. Demons are anti-God. All dark entities are anti-God. We don't care about them. They made their bed, and they're going to have to lay in it real soon. And it might not be too pleasant for them, but that's not our problem. That's the problem they created for themselves. We need to free ourselves from these no-good so-and-sos. And like I've been talking this whole show so far, you know, you can help free yourself by participating and taking the knowledge you gain from shows like this and putting into action. You know, there's a lot of, this is the BBS Radio Network, and there's a lot of great shows on this network. I listen to some of the shows myself. I'm not only a host, but I'm a listener, too. I like listening to Charles Green. He has the show before me every second week. ET Yoga is his show, and he talks about all kinds of wonderful things like sun gazing. Yeah, sun gazing is helpful. And you want to find out about sun gazing? I don't know. Contact him. He's the expert on it, but... the general thing is you get out there when the sun's coming up or when the sun's going down, and you put a hand over your eyes and you squint and you look at the sun, and it does something good for you. But like I said, I'm not the expert on that, but it's just another thing you can do for yourself. And, of course, there's breathing. You know, with all the pollutants in this world, sometimes we end up holding our breath more than we don't have always a clear opportunity to get a breath of fresh air. That's why these mask things, you know, I said it before, I'll say it again. Half your life force is your breath. That's right. And that's how people can live without eating that much food. They're living off their breath because the body can take that big inhale. And you're inhaling energy that the body can use to sustain you. So you take, put a mask on, you're limiting to the amount of breath you're taking in. So you're weakening your system, you know? And then you, they were talking about, you know, they've seen how stupid you are with the one mask. They've upped it to, oh, yeah, two masks is better than one. Yeah, better at you destroying yourself. That's the real better, you know? If you were stupid enough to put one mask on, putting two on is going to further destroy your health, you know? And the real science have done the homework already, and they've proven that wearing a mask for a long bit of time creates a pneumonia-type situation, which is the same thing that they're going to call COVID if you die from it, you know? Because pneumonia affects the lungs, and you can create that situation for yourself by wearing a mask. Yeah, think about it. You're being tricked into creating an unhealthy situation for yourself because you're not. Every exhale you make through that mask gets caught in the mask, and the germs start growing on the inside of the mask. And those are the same kind of germs that can, you'll end up inhaling them back. And if they, some of them germs that are, that you were looking to exhale out, you inhale them back in, and they can make it into your lungs and create a pneumonia-type situation where you're having a hard problem breathing. And then you go to the hospital, and then they diagnose you with a pneumonia, and they put you on a ventilator, which has been shown to help kill people, not save them. And, yeah, a few people managed to save, but just, they're not telling you about all the people that have died on the ventilators. So you weaken your system. You've created a pneumonia situation for yourself, which is, pneumonia is a serious thing. And then because you're dying, and you die in the hospital, and there was a lack of oxygen that was part of the cause, they all the doctors and hospitals are getting paid to list it as COVID because they get kickback money for that. Is that sick? And so a situation caused by wearing masks becomes listed in the COVID deaths should you succumb to them. And that's the situation we have now. And, you know, they didn't stick a gun to your head, but they tricked you. And they made it difficult for you not to avoid putting a mask on those poor people that have to go to work and wear a mask for all those hours. You know, your health is getting weakened, and the government is doing this to you. And, of course, they're being prodded on by the big pharmaceutical companies that stand. Anybody that dies, they're making more money right there. Because look at all the pharmaceutical products the hospital had to buy to keep you on a respirator and keep you living when you were dying. You know, they make money any way out, whether they save you or you die. The pharmaceutical companies are making a mint on this. And then, of course, they're promoting the vaccines. And the governments, all the governments in the world, are telling you the vaccines, like this is your get health free ticket, you know? This is it. But they still tell you, no, it won't cure you, but it'll make it less chance of suffering, you know, more fear tactics. And even admit that it's not going to cure you of it. And what's the point of getting a vaccine? Hey, if you knew what was in the vaccine, just knowing what was in it is enough to kill you, die of heart attack. How dare they put 10 poisons or more into my body? That's what vaccines are, basically loaded with germs and all other kind of bad things. And that's supposed to boost your immune system. No, it actually taxes your immune system, you know? Put you through a more traumatic thing as if you hadn't taken the vaccine. And you're getting conned into playing along with this stupid scam. It's all about money. It's all about power. And, of course, then there's the psychopaths, you know, in the New World Order that are all into this depopulation plan. They believe they have to depopulate the world by 95% of the people have to be removed. That means killing them. That's right. And this is part of the scam, too. And it all fits in. Oh, yeah, if we can put more poisons into the vaccines, then we can get more people to die quickly, if not immediately, shortly thereafter. And we'll all blame it on COVID. Boy, what a clever plan. So the whole COVID scam, everybody's in on it. You know, New World Order wants to depopulate the world. Big Pharma wants to make trillions of dollars. All paid for with your tax money. Is that funny? Tax money being paid to kill you. You're paying for it. And the politicians love it, too, because they get, by promoting the vaccine makers and all the other products that are related to this, they're all getting kickback money. You know, that's how it works. You know, I know people who are pharmaceutical salespeople. That's how it works with the doctors. You know, I know that's how Big Pharma stays rich. They get all the doctors to play along with their kickback schemes. The salesman shows up at the doctor. The doctors know about this. And when the salesman shows up at the doctor's office, he has a list of like 10 to 100 things that he wants from the pharmaceutical company in order for him to push their products. Yeah, doctors are the drug pushers of the day. Onto you, the unsuspecting person that goes sees the doctor and is looking for an honest solution to their problem. This is how it works. Understand it. Because you're being duped. You're being duped by your government. You're being duped by big pharmaceutical companies. You're being duped by the doctors. You know, doctors don't see any harm in this. Hey, if they can get extra money, they got to, you know, pay off their college costs so much. That's part of the scam, too. And who runs the colleges? Big pharmaceutical companies, they practically own the colleges now, because when it comes to science, that's all they teach in the pharmaceutical schools, big pharma science. In other words, science, healthcare that has to use pharmaceutical products. This is how it works. There is no debate on this. This can be proven any day of the week. Of course, you're never going to hear this on mainstream media because they're part of the scam, too. They want to just promote, play along with the scam because they get their kickback money, too, for not allowing the truth to be told, but just put out the false story, what we want the masses to go along with, and they get kickback money for that, too. That's how come everybody is in on this scam. Because they're all getting kickback money at one point or another. And you're paying the price, you know? You're paying the price with your health. They're destroying your health. Some of you are actually destroying your health, killing yourselves. They're making you suffer. You know, they're making your life miserable. And they're doing everything to prevent you from evolving, you know? The best way for the human race to evolve is to be loving human beings. And to be, you know, they're depriving us of love. All these stupid rules they give you, you know? You're supposed to stay 6 feet away from somebody. Well, don't give anybody a hug, no, because then you won't be 6 feet away. Leave your mask on. It started off with just like masks for certain things. Now it's masks for everything. Now they want you to wear your mask when you're at home. Yeah, it's unbelievable, and you people keep going along with this sham. Don't you understand? You're being lied to from every way which you turn, and the commercials are lying to you. The commercials are all geared to, again, brainwash you into participating in a plan that's designed to destroy you and designed to prevent humanity from evolving, you know? Everybody's missing, everybody's smiling, you know? Smiling makes people happy, you know? And they're depriving you of that. They're depriving you of seeing your loved ones in nursing homes or people that are sick in the hospital. What a bunch of shit. If you want to risk your life, and you're probably not really risking your life, and be with your loved one, don't let the damn doctors prevent you from seeing your loved ones. That is friggin' evil, period. And the government is misusing their authority to make people suffer. And they're willing to do it because they're getting kickback money. They're heartless. These politicians are heartless, really. You know? You realize how many innocent people they've killed already with their bad decisions? It's probably all those numbers, the COVID numbers. I'd say 75% of those COVID deaths and everything were caused by the politicians sticking their sticking their noses in something they don't know anything about, but they don't care because all they knew was they were going to get kickback bribe money if they just went out and imposed all these restrictions on everybody. They, you know, no qualms about that. They thought, well, hey, I can say, look what I'm doing here. I'm creating a lockdown to save lives. It's all bullshit, period. They've caused more harm by creating lockdowns. In fact, if anything, they've proven in the last year lockdowns don't work. They also proved that masks don't work. Meanwhile, they keep lying to you every time, people want to have a celebration or something. The next day, they're out there with the false figures. They make these figures up. How are you going to prove they aren't not making them up, you know? And even if you did, you're not going to get out there to talk about it. And if you talk too much about it on the social media things, they cancel your account out. I mean, talk about totalitarian control, you know? People want to talk the truth about what's going on, and it's a big sham going on. Everyone is being lied to by the media, the government, and everybody else that's playing along, you know, the fake doctors. Yeah, there's Bill the Devil Gates. Yeah, he's on the TV. He gets to go there because he's a depopulation psychopath. You know, he's in with the New World Order. Yeah, we don't need all these people, you know. And he's no authority on medicine. he holds a patent to one of the coronaviruses, you know. And who's doing, that's what he wants to do, because he's into the pharmaceutical medicine now. He wants to cash in on the people being duped into playing along with this scam about vaccines is going to be helpful. It's not. And all, like I said, all the vaccines, you're paying for this, people, with your tax dollars. They're not giving this stuff away. Big Pharma has to get paid for it. And the government, the only money they have is your tax money. So you're paying for it. And your children are going to be paid for it down the road because all the governments are going into debt, you know. And the bankers love this, too. They can loan the towns, loan the governments more money. That has to be get paid back. And, of course, who has to really pay it back? You, the taxpayers. So you're getting duped all around. You're getting stabbed in the back, and you're getting stabbed all over. And that's all right. Big Pharma has all kinds of medicines to keep you alive, no matter how many times they stabbed you in the back. They'll keep you alive, and for as long as you're useful, and it can suck some more blood or out of you, or something like that, or more money out of you, and. This is where it's at. So, you know, face up to it. We can change all this. If everybody stops listening to all the stupid suggestions that the lying government is telling you, of course, they're making it difficult. They're making it laws that you'll get punished if you don't play along with it. But if everybody can get together on this and stop obeying the ridiculous laws, we can end it. You know? And they haven't proved anything. Like I said, they'll show a scene of people at a party and they'll say, oh, the next day there was more people diagnosed with COVID. And, of course, they're using a false test. Man, how many times does somebody have to tell you the PCR test is useless and it can be manipulated to every test can read positive? And the people, you know, we've made jokes about it. Hey, you know, my grapefruit in my kitchen test positive for COVID, you know? The tires of my car test positive for COVID. Anything can be made to test positive for COVID. That's how bad this test is, because it can be manipulated. And of course, everybody knows how to manipulate it now. And I'm not even going to get into that, but it's been proven the test can be manipulated. But they're still going out there every day on the news. We got so many more cases, and all their cases are based on this stupid test that doesn't mean anything. It's a useless test, but it's great for false propaganda, and you keep buying into it. Like I said, how many times that we have to, decent people have to say this test is useless? Doctors have come out, real doctors come out, and they've clearly said this test is no good. I mean, the guy invented the test before he died, which was about a year or two before they started this scamdemic. He said this test is really no good, should never be used for diagnosis of anything because it's not that accurate. The guy who invented the test said that. How much more proof do you want? Oh, no, you rather listen to lying Dr. Fauci. Come on, this guy is it. Come on, he's another guy who holds a patent. Talk about a conflict of interest, you know? Yeah, he wants you to take more vaccines. I think he holds the COVID-19 patent. So when the researchers want to research COVID-19, they need live samples of it. Well, since he holds the patent, he's the only one who can legally provide them with COVID-19. So all the researchers are buying live COVID-19 from Fauci. Boy, he's raking in the money, you know? And Devil Gates, he holds the basic COVID pattern. So they're buying back. They're buying live COVID from Gates, too, you know? And everybody's got their hand in the pot, and you, the taxpayers, are paying for the whole thing, plus you're paying with your health. If you follow all the instructions they're giving you, you're destroying your health. It's that simple. It's been proven scientifically. And the lying hypocrites on the TV talk about listening to the science. Well, they're not listening to real science. They're listening to propaganda science. And, of course, they have a reason to, because they're getting kickback money to listen to propaganda scientists. And like I said, the commercials, they're promoting the same thing. They've got, like, the healthcare commissioner for New York City is out there, you know, and saying, yeah, put your mask on, do this, do that, keep that. Even if you get the vaccine, keep your mask on, keep the social distancing. Like, you know, and again, like, how many times do you hear this? You're not putting two and two together. Well, if I still have to social distance myself and still have to wear a mask, what's the point of me getting a vaccine? And, of course, you poor people that have gotten the vaccine, I guarantee none of you know all the poisons in there or the other things, you know. They have DNA-changing things. They call it RNA, you know, try to trick you, but it's really going to change your DNA, too, you know, DNA and RNA. They're kind of like one leads to the other. And we don't know what else they're sticking into things to, you know. They've tried to deny they're not going to put the nanobots in it, but how are you going to prove it? You know, you're going to ask the person giving you the needle? Yeah, like, how could they possibly prove you what is that needle? And then, of course, nobody is looking into sabotage. That's right. There's a lot of people that are really mentally ill that here's an opportunity, I'll just further taint all the batches. In fact, the New World Order is probably paying people that work at the factory to taint the batches because they want people to die, you know? And the pharmaceutical companies, they're not worried about that because the laws have been changed that nobody can sue them. If they send out a batch of vaccines and let's say it's 10,000 vaccines they send. And all of a sudden, every one of those vaccines, the people die immediately. They're not liable for that. Is that insane? Why would you want to trust a company that has to show no reliability, doesn't really have to prove anything? Because, you know, to get approval, it's all a rubber stamp thing. You know, for years you had to test a vaccine for 10 years or something, first on animals, and then you had to pass all this test to finally get an approval. All of a sudden, governments changed the laws, you know. All of a sudden, we'll just declare this emergency, and all testing is just throw it out the window. You know, all rules and regulations regarding proper testing, well, you know, because we declared an emergency, we don't have, the vaccine companies don't have to prove anything anymore. Just make them up and we'll dish them out, you know. The more important thing is to get jab the people in the arm with this. Doesn't matter if it's safe or not. Besides, what do you got to lose? Nobody can sue you. And you're lining up to allow a stranger to stick a needle of some unknown substance in your body, and you have the basic, if you look into it, vaccines, they got all these tiny 10 poisons. Why would you want someone to stick 10 poisons, especially if you're feeling good, you know? And especially, look who they're targeting to give this to. Elderly people who have the weakest immune systems. You give a lot of poisons into an elderly person, that's going to kick them over right away. It's going to kill them, definitely. You know, there's no logic into giving a vaccine loaded with poisons that hasn't even been tested for safety into an elderly person. And who's promoting that? Government's promoting that like they're doing something good. They're not. They're participating in deliberate murder. All these people need to be charged with murder, whatever you want to call it. Willful manslaughter. Evil manslaughter, but it amounts to killing innocent people that have been duped into believing your lies, the government's lies, the TV liars, the propaganda scientists, and everybody else who's jumped on this bandwagon, and everybody is talking the same illogical story, like the vaccine is your savior. When in fact, the vaccine, it's Mr. Death. You know, it's the Grim Reaper. In fact, they ought to call this the Grim Reaper vaccine. You know, we call it depopulation vaccine. Yeah, that would work too. But I got a better one tonight. Let's call this the Grim Reaper vaccine, because especially if you're giving it to the elderly people, injecting poisons into elderly people, it's not going to boost your immune system. It's going to overtax it, and they're going to die. Of course, you know, New World Order wants that, less people around. Hey, we're achieving our goal, you know? And it's sickening what's happening. Plus all the stupid decisions that government, every decision that government in every country in the world has made since this thing has been the wrong decision. How many countless people have died because of government stupidity? Not that they really care. All they care about is the kickback money. Yeah, you want us to do this, do that. How much money are you going to give us? Oh, yeah, we'll take care of it. We'll just give out the order. You know, we'll declare an emergency and we'll declare a military law or something, and we'll just force everybody to do what we say, whether they like it or not. We don't even want to know if it's safe or not. All we want to know is that you're going to make your payment to us on time, you know? And there's so much free money to throw around in the world now. Besides, you know, money, it's, you know, the bankers are in on this. They have the printing press machines. They can print up as much money as they want. Doesn't have to be backed by anything. And let's say they have an unbelievable amount of money to give to everybody who's in on this sham. Plenty of money to go around and bribe everyone. How much you need? A million to play along with our sham? No problem. You know? They call up their printing press guys. Yeah, run off another $100 million, you know. Take care of the bribe money. I mean, this is where we're at today, you know? And you, the listener, and you need to tell your friends to wake up. You can start by inquiring, and you'll have to inquire many times before you get an answer. What's in this vaccine that you want to stick into my arm? You'll be horrified. I believe if the people who got the vaccine already knew what was in it, they wouldn't have got it. And, you know, ask them to explain to you, what does aluminum do? You know, aluminum's in just about every vaccine, don't it? Forget about it stimulating your immune system. It's going to creep in and get into your brain and cause Alzheimer's and all other kinds. You know, aluminum in the inside of the human body is one of the most toxic substances you can get, you know? Like, what's worse than that? Arsenic, probably, because you need less of it to kill you. But aluminum starts affecting every organ in your body, especially your brain. It's toxic. Once it gets in the brain, you can't get rid of it. At least not with pharmaceutical medicine. You know, they'll give you things to cover it up. So it's just, you know, again, why do they put poisons in vaccines? Moneymakers for Big Pharma. It's the plan is so diabolical, it's sickening, and they literally will make you sick. And you stupidly believe these people. They have no interest in your health. They have interest in making money, Big Pharma. That's all they do. So if they can trick you into allowing someone to inject poisons into you, it's going to cause havoc with your body, even if it's just a little. And every little bit it causes havoc in your body, it's a chance for the pharmaceutical companies to make more money. Because you'll go to the doctor, and the doctor has already been bribed by his favorite pharmaceutical company, and he'll look in his book. This is your symptoms. Here, I'll give you a prescription for this. And pharmaceutical products really don't help anybody. There's natural cures for everything. But, you know, people, you better forget about, you know, a lot of doctors are good people, but they don't understand that they're participating. Some of them do understand, and they don't care about you. But even the ones that care, they don't understand that they've been duped from the time they went to med school. They were brainwashed into believing Big Pharma medicine is the way to go. It's also known as allopathic medicine. I've mentioned this before, but let me just clarify again. There's 35 modalities of healing. There's going to be a few more. I guess we could make it 36 if we had the vibrational healings, and that's the way to go, really. The med beds here, you know, our galactic brothers and sisters, like I said, they have to land before 2025, but do you want to wait that long, you know? And they will bring the free medical beds there that will heal you with vibrations. And in a short amount of time, just about any problem. But meanwhile, you know, you take a vaccine that hasn't been tested, and all kinds of bad things can happen. And we know what's in it, poisons, basically, and even things worse than poisons, things that can, nanobots that can set themselves up as antennas in your living system, and which can allow you to be controlled from afar by machinery. Can you believe this? That's how diabolical this thing is. And they can get you to do all kinds of stupid things, especially if you have a weak mind. And then you are allowing them to inject this kind of sabotage into your body. And while we're talking about sabotage, you know, all these outbreaks, they show, like I said, they show people partying, having a good time, and they say, oh, we warned you not to do this. Look at all the rise. You know, they'll put up their fake figures again. But maybe the figures aren't fake. Maybe they knew that people were going to be celebrating, so what do? They send a few drones out at night and spray the town with all kinds of poisons to make sure plenty of people will get sick by the next day or day after. You know, this is why they want to close the bars early, and they want to close the restaurants early and everything, because they have plenty of time during the night to fly their drones around and spray poisons in your town when they want to increase the numbers. They want to keep the numbers increasing because they don't want to ever take you out of lockdown. They like this, you know? They love it, you know? And the more you wear the mask, the sicker you're going to get. And this is a never-ending game they've started, and that's why you have to stop playing along. The only way it's going to stop is if you stop playing along, you know? But that's going to take some unity, you know? Talk about bringing unity into the world. Well, the people have to unify against the evil ones, which is the government, Big Pharma, the news media, but basically the government and the zombie police they're creating in every country. You just look at the news of what's going on in Great Britain. Man, the cops here are zombies, you know, heartless zombies. They want to go after arrest people that aren't wearing their masks. They're breaking into people's houses. They don't need a warrant over there in England anymore. England, you know, Great Britain. They can just break down your house, you know, on suspicion. And where else can they do that? New Zealand, too. They have a right to do that. And then they can just falsely accuse you of having COVID. And then they can haul you away to a concentration camp. And if you don't take the vaccine there, they'll keep you there forever. This is how it's getting played out. Don't think that can't happen in your town. They want to do this in America so badly. The only thing preventing them is too many people have guns. And they're a little worried about that. They might get shot trying to break into people's houses. But over in England, nobody's allowed to have guns, basically. So they can break into anybody's house and get away with it. Some of those other countries, too, it's probably the same in New Zealand, too. You can break into anybody's. And that is the story. So I've given everybody fair warning. We're coming to the end of the show. So on a different note tonight, well, it's kind of like that. I do my best to make my contributions in life. I do it with the show. I've also got a new video out on YouTube. It's called There Ain't No Justice. And it highlights some of the people, mostly from Great Britain, have been victimized by the government. And it talks about justice. It makes the point, you know. You must have figured out by now there ain't no justice except what you make for yourself. Even got that line and the sheet music at the end so you can read it, let it sink in, that you must have figured out by now there ain't no justice except what you make for yourself. The name of the song is There Ain't No Justice. I'm the artist. The name is Tom Edison. So you go Google it, you know, write There Ain't No Justice, then write the word YouTube after it. And if it doesn't pop up right away, then just write the name by Tom Edison. And you'll see it's the newest one. Plus, I have all my super positive songs out there, like This Is Your Sunny Day, and like The Earth, She Loves You. That's right. The Earth loves you. No, the Earth is living. And it's important for us to concentrate on that. And I've got a song out called The Positive Love. Well, you want to project your positive love because these are the things that uplift your vibration. And like I said at the beginning of the show, you can begin to uplift your vibration and get an education in finding out frequencies. Get yourself a frequency tuner. Listen to the music on the Internet. 528 hertz is a good music thing to listen to. And if you can find a tuner to project a frequency of 111, you can start killing cancer cells in your own body. Okay, going to end the show like I usually do. Here's a lead guitar solo of my song, Are You the Party in Kind? You can see the video on that. It's uplifting, showing you what it is to what it used to be a party person, and the fun and joy that life could be. And that's followed by my anthem. I Gotta Be Somebody. That's right. It could be your anthem, too. They're all on YouTube. Hey, so go to YouTube after the show is over and tell your friends to tune in next week because we have to get some unity amongst the human race here so we can start rejecting all these stupid rules and taking command of the situation, taking command of the narrative, and taking command of our world and tell government to go to hell. Okay, here's the countdown, Mr. Engineer. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
don't want being just a nobody. Gotta be somebody or I want to satisfy. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. Just to be old. Gotta be somebody or how to satisfy. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. Oh, I know I was here, took my stand without fear, made it clear to the world my ideas. And all those people that had walked on by now stopped and looked, cause I caught their eye. Slave. I don't want to join in my grave. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. Oh no, I was here to my stand without fear. It clear to the world my ideas. And all those people that had walked on by now stop to look, cause I